Hi, this is Paul Evans. Welcome to another edition of the Prophet Academy here at Nicheology. And this month, we're looking at Repurpose, 21 Ways to Turn Your Content Stash into Piles of Cash. You may feel like you're always creating new products and sometimes even from scratch, even though here at Nicheology, we do a lot of PLR content, but it just makes good business sense to put out new products. And the more products you add to your sales funnel, the better chance you have increasing the lifetime value of your customers. Write that down. The more products you add to your sales funnel, the better chance you have of increasing the lifetime value of your customers. Since content is king online, creating new content has got to be one of your priorities. But here's the thing. Creating a brand new content and other products, it sucks the time and resources away from your business. So whether it's doing the content creation yourself or outsourcing the task, it just takes time and money. So you've already discovered time savers like PLR, private label rights, content that help make light work of the content creation. But what I want to talk about in this session is another solution to save you plenty of time and save you plenty of money, namely this, repurposing. Specifically, repurposing and recycling the content that you already have. It doesn't matter if it's content you've already created from scratch or PLR content that you have rights to. If you've got the right to modify and use the content as you please, then you can recycle it and turn it into even more money in the bank. So over the next few minutes, you're going to discover 21 different ways to reuse content using my 3C content repurposing formula. It sounds all official-like, doesn't it? All right, so here's what we're looking at. Number one, cut. How to make money with your content by slicing and dicing. Secondly, we'll look at compile, how to grow your bank account by expanding your content. And number three, change, how to make money by changing the format or purpose of your content. So let's get started. The first way that we cut, number one, is create a light version of your product. And there are going to be six proven ways that we look at chopping up this content. So the first one, create a light version of your product. So if you've got a full-size ebook, video, audio, software, or other product, then you can easily shrink it down to create a light version of your product. There's different ways that you can do this. It depends on what type of product that you're selling, but here are a couple of ideas. Number one, if you're selling software, then you can disable a few features to create a light version. Then you simply let customers know which features are available in the light version and what they're going to get if they upgrade to the full version. Secondly, if you're selling content, you can include the full version of the table of contents with missing chapters grayed out. That way, they can actually see what the chapters are that they're missing from within the report, and they get a full link to the upgraded version. And then number three, you can also just strip down the full version of your ebook to include all the chapters, but each chapter doesn't include as much information. For example, let's say you're selling a diet book and one particular chapter includes 50 tips to keep away all of those cravings that we get when we're trying to diet. So the light version of your product may include 10 tips, it may include 25 tips, but people know that there are 50 tips, and they also know that their secret to making it through could be within those tips that they didn't get. So once you've created your product, then you take this light version and you go in any number of profitable directions with it, including these two tactics. Number one, sell the light version to customers while offering an upgrade to the full-size version. So when we're talking about a light version, we're not saying, let's just give this away. You could do that with software and do a little demo deal if you wanted to. But I really like the idea of selling the light version and an upgrade to the full-size version. The upsell could be at the point of sale, within the product itself, or even through back-end emails that you send to the list later on. Another thing you can do is give the light version away just to use as a lead generator. And then you upsell folks to the full-size version. Now, with this giveaway version, you just got to be careful and make sure that you're not giving away so much that they feel like they don't need anything from you. What you want to do is encourage people to purchase the full-size version. Then they're able to say, all right, so I see how this fits together, and I understand why this is free, and I understand why this next part is paid. So you want to make sure that's always clear. So that's number one for how to cut as you repurpose. Here's the second one. offer, should say, an excerpt for giveaway events. So you offer an excerpt. Here you might create your light version the same way as described that I just hit. But you can also just simply take an excerpt out of the portion of the product. So example, let's say you just pull one chapter out of your full-size ebook and create a report from that chapter. Then you give away this one chapter to your joint venture partners who are requesting freebies from you. They can put their affiliate link in and send it out to whoever they want, right? So here are a few ideas for events. The light version can be included in a joint venture giveaway event. This is where all the joint venture partners give away one or more products for free in exchange for the recipient's email address. All partners promote the event so everyone has a good chance of building a bigger list. So you're basically doing a big swap there. Light version can also be used in a fire sale. And this may be where it's designed for the fire sale creator to profit from, or it could be a fire sale for charity. And that means that you and several other people in your market do a fire sale where you've got the product there that you are selling at a lower amount. In this case, you would sell the light version or give it away for charity. Either way, you can offer your excerpt for exclusion in the package. In the package. You may offer your light version as a freebie alongside your partner's paid products. You could offer the light version as a freebie inside partner's membership sites. You could offer the light version as a freebie to anyone who signs up for your partner's site. You can allow your affiliates to give it away or even to sell the light version. You just got to make sure that the product's rebranded with their affiliate link so they get credit for any sales. But you see, there's a lot of opportunity there with a smaller version, a light version, or an excerpt version to really get some great leads and to provide some powerful tools for your partners to give away. And listen, guys, affiliates love to give away high quality content for free. It makes them look like a great person. And as long as it's quality content and it's not simply a setup for a sale, but the sale is in addition to the cool thing they got, it works out really well. So when you're working on joint ventures in this kind of style or manner, then you can make these offers more attractive to potential partners. And here's how you can do that. You can allow your partners to rebrand that light version with their affiliate links, and that way they earn a commission every single time. So when it's branded from them, it's even more powerful, because when those particular set of subscribers open up the cool giveaway, they actually see the person's name within that particular report. And that way it's more personable and they feel like it's a greater connection. Number three, chop and load. Chop and load, third way to cut. If you've got an ebook, report, other content, you can chop it into smaller articles. You can load it into an autoresponder. And this works really well if you're offering a multi-part course, such as a five-part course on, say, how to train a dog, or a seven-part course on how to lose weight. If you've got a lot of content, you can create an autoresponder series that stretches out for many months, even a year. Here's an example of that. Let's say you've got enough content to create 52 articles. Each one of those articles is around 250 to, say, 600 words. And you can deliver an article a week for a year to your subscribers out of the content that you've already got created. Now, here's a crazy thing. I know this is going to seem weird, but even if that 52-week series is an actual ebook that you have developed and you sell it every day, say for $27, but they get it free through the autoresponder. Listen, by the end of the year, they will have lost so many of those. And if you say, hey, if you love the past year's emails, you can get them all compiled in one PDF for only $27. I know that seems weird, but you actually would make a lot of sales from that. And you can also do this with videos, audios. Simply chop up your videos, audios in smaller segments, load them into your sites and links to each segment on a regular basis to your autoresponder subscribers. Ideally, any content you load in your autoresponder should be evergreen content, especially true if you're loading content that stretches out for a lot of months. So evergreen content is anything that does not get stale. It doesn't matter what year it is, the principle of what you're teaching is still true. It's content that's relevant the day you load it in your autoresponder. It'll still be relevant 1 year from now when your subscribers see it or new subscribers see it for the first time. Now here's an example. An article about how to tile a bathroom is evergreen content. However, an article discussing this year's fashion trends or an article that refers to a new product is not evergreen content. So chop up the content that you have, load it in the autoresponder. Number four, slice, dice, and blog. So instead of uploading all the articles, sound bites, video segments to your autoresponder, you may choose instead to upload them to your blog, which is great. You know, great content, great SEO stuff going on there. This allows you to help make your site sticky by frequently updating your blog, which means, you know, more and more people are going to come back and see when you've posted something new. You could also put it in the autoresponder and then send a link to the blog and allow people to comment on that particular content. Blogging frequently will position you as an expert in your niche. You can also build a list with your blog readers. You encourage people to sign up for your list that notifies them every single time you got a new post. And here's a quick little tip on that. If you also take this content, optimize it for search engines, you can just drive a lot more traffic for that. So frequently updating your blog and pinging blog directories also helps with immediate traffic to your site. If you use a blog platform like WordPress, and most of us do, then you don't need to ping your site after each new post because WordPress does it automatically. So that's pretty cool. But if you use a platform that doesn't do it automatically, then visit pingomatic.com or pinggoat.com. It'll help you out. So here's another little tip. Maybe, you know, you have months or even years of content to upload, but who wants to be tied down to their blog, right? Faithfully uploading new content every few days. Don't worry about that. Instead, check your blog platform to see if it allows you to preload content. I know WordPress does. You can preload it, post it in the future. If not, simply search Google for automatic blog posting software or plugin, and you'll find that. The cool thing is you don't have to be sitting there for each and every one of your posts. They can be done automatically for you. If you were to take an afternoon and load up 52 posts, it'd just take a handful of hours and you would be done. You wouldn't have to touch it. All right, number five, shrink content for article directories. Another use for your articles, submit them to article directories such as the now famous ezinearticles.com, goarticles.com, articlecity.com, ideamarketers.com, articlealley.com, buzzle.com, B-U-Z-Z-L-E.com. And the purpose of these directories is so online publishers can take your article and post it on their site. That's the reason for it. They can post it in their newsletter and include them on their blogs, etc. However, most article writers find the main advantage of submitting the articles is really for SEO, for search engine optimization. Because not only do you get the one-way links pointing to your site, but your articles also tend to pull in search engine traffic, which is pretty cool. So that means ideally, at least some of the articles you create should be designed to pull in search engine traffic. Now to do this, I want you to keep two steps in mind. Number one, find out what words specifically your market is using to find information in your niche. Simply use the keyword tool of your choice, like wordtracker.com, or I just use Google keyword tool most of the time. Enter in your broad keywords, and you'll get a list of all sorts of keywords that searchers use. Now, here's a little note. Unless you search as a search engine expert, then you're looking for long-tail keywords. Now, these tend to be a little bit longer phrases that might not get as much traffic as other words, but they're also easier to optimize so you can grab those top spots in the search engines for those words a little bit easier, all right? So a long-tail keyword could be, minimum would be probably three words together, a three-word phrase, but most likely it's going to be five or more words. The second idea, after you find out what word specifically your market is using, secondly, once you have your words, then create content around these keywords. Okay, your article title should include your keywords. The body should include the words, probably at about a 3% density rate. Some people say as high as 5%, basically meaning that the keyword shows 3 to 5 times for every 100 words of content. But don't just write for the search engines. Remember that human beings are going to be finding it and reading it. And these are the people that you need to impress. So make sure that you impress them enough that they read your article all the way down to your resource box, also known as a byline. And then your byline needs to give them a reason to click through to your site. And ultimately, you know, the goal is for them just to copy and paste the article, including your byline, and include it on their blog or to include it in their newsletter. So it's some great free traffic there. All right, so number six, grab some free publicity. This is the last method in cutting your content. Here are a couple of ideas for you to use. You can use your content as a basis for a press release. Then you can submit the newsworthy item to your local media as well as an online distribution site like PRWeb.com. You can also hire a press release distribution firm if you want somebody else to do it for you. You can buy and update a list of editors' addresses so you can submit directly to the correct people. Now, secondly, another way to use the content is create professional, polished articles. Then submit these articles to regular/popular offline niche magazines and newspapers. Listen, most people are not doing that are online in business. So I'd highly encourage that. Submit your articles to offline distribution centers. So getting published in the publications can mean, not all the time, but sometimes it means you actually get paid. But even more important, you get that free publicity. You can establish yourself as an expert by getting frequently published in offline magazines. And you know what? Everybody just about is impressed by that. When you've been in a magazine, people really love to come up to you and say, hey, I saw your article in X, Y, and Z. We've got just a small local magazine here that I was in just a couple of months ago, but a lot of folks have come up and say, hey, I saw your article in the magazine, thought that was pretty cool. So there you go. All right, so those are the six ways to cut, how to make money by with your content by slicing and dicing. Second, let's look at compile, how to grow your bank account by expanding your content. So number seven is to create a high-ticket course. In other words, high prices. So many marketers sell a series of lower priced products in the beginning, their sales funnel, with the intention of leading customers into a high ticket course, which is cool. And often these high ticket courses are a compilation of products. For example, a typical course might include a beginning, intermediate, advanced level instruction. So if you have ebooks or content in any format, you can include them all to create a comprehensive home study course. So let's say that you're helping somebody with, you know, something like starting a blog. You know, the beginner section could be all about getting set up with WordPress. The intermediate could be all about optimizing each and every one of your posts. And the advanced could be how to make money with your blog. Well, let's say you had three different books, beginner, intermediate, and advanced. You compile those into one course and call it the home study course. And you also look at different ways of teaching the material. That includes text, of course, workbooks, checklists, audio, video, things along those lines. If most of your current content is in digital format, you want to consider converting this content maybe into physical products. That means turn your ebooks into regular books, turn your downloadable MP3s into CDs, turn your streaming videos into DVDs, you know, that sort of thing. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Then package all these materials in one box and ship them to your customer. The fact is, there's so much information, and since they're physical products, it will increase the perceived value in your prospect's mind. And since it's a physical product, you'll also have a reduced refund rate. My public speaking book right now that sells for like $12.95 on Amazon. The exact same book I used to print out and put in a three-ring binder and sell from anywhere from $97 to $147 because they ended up getting this huge ream of material when it came into them. It's the exact same information. But in a course, I was able to price it differently. Number eight. Build a coaching program. Instead of creating a home study course, big box product, another way is to use your compiled content in a coaching program. You can select a portion of your content, such as, let's say, your expert level content, and you create a more focused coaching program. There are three main differences between this and the big box product. Okay, number one, you may consider offering email, telephone, or forum support to your members. Generally, when you use the word coaching, people are going to expect some live one-on-one access. As such, it's a good idea to offer access to live training from time to time. All right, number two, coaching products almost always include step-by-step instructions and blueprints. So while a big box product might literally include a box of products for the customer to review and to consume, your coaching customers would receive explicit instructions about what to do and in what order to do it. And then number three, because coaching products tend to be in step-by-step format, you may want to release the material according to a predetermined schedule. So for example, you release a new lesson every week for the duration of the course, which could stretch several months. So those are three really big differences between a coaching element and a big box type of program. So remember that you can create a coaching program that runs nearly on autopilot, particularly if you deliver the lessons by autoresponder. But do remember that customers may expect and should expect some real-time personalized coaching. Number 9, open a membership site. Another use of your content is to create a membership site, recurring revenue site. Charge your customers a monthly access fee. Now, you've probably heard about how popular and profitable these sorts of sites are. I write a lot about it, and certainly they're a big part of my online model. And since you're earning a monthly residual or passive income, it's super attractive. But the problem with the regular membership site is you've got to continuously be creating new content and updating your site more or less forever, unless you're doing a short-term site like an FTM site, a fixed-term membership site or something. So the solution is to do that. Create a membership site in a fixed duration. So instead of going on forever, members sign up and pay a monthly fee for a predetermined amount of time, such as 3 months, 6 months, a year. You set the duration based on how much content you have. See, you're using content that you've already got instead of going out and creating new content. So instead of creating a membership site with a general members area where members come and download everything, you instead load the links in your content in your autoresponder, and that way you can send the content on a fixed schedule. Maybe it's weekly to every new customer. So with regular membership sites, you're manually uploading and updating the members area every week. And what's more, all the members are receiving exactly the same content at the same time, but that's not true with the type of membership site that I'm describing. You only need to load it up in your autoresponder once, and you set it and you forget it. And the exact content any one member is receiving that particular week or month depends on where they are within the autoresponder series. So it's fairly simple. It's about as easy as it gets, and it's a very profitable way to reuse your content. Number 10, set up an authority site. So here's an idea if you got a lot of content. Build an authority site in your niche. Now think about it a second. Have you ever searched for a niche topic and you kept running into the same site, the same author over and over and over again? And maybe you're looking for information on topic of interest to women. It seemed like iVillage.com kept coming up in your search results. Or maybe you're looking for a health topic and WebMD.com seemed to dominate the search engines. Well, we've seen that. They're both considered, iVillage and WebMD, are considered authority sites. In part, the label comes from the fact that sites like this tend to dominate the search engines in their niche. But authority sites are also labeled just because they do contain a lot of good information on the topic. Now, it's unlikely you'll be able to take on the big dogs online and create an authority site on a broad topic like relationships or health and really dominate unless you make that your goal and you're consumed with it. However, you can really create an authority site around one particular topic that appeals to a particular niche fairly easily. So you'll simply take all the content you've got, create articles and reports to post online. You may want to consider first optimizing this content for the search engines like we talked about a little bit earlier. And in addition, you should also use your keywords elsewhere in your site, such as in the file names of your pages. So it might say yourdomain.com/whatever the keyword is.html, right? So if you create subdomains, then the subdomain needs to involve the keyword .yourdomain.com, right? Include keywords as part of your page titles. Include your keywords in your navigation menu. Include keywords within the articles and other content. Include your keywords wherever it's needed to help people navigate your site and to gain information from your site. Of course, ranking high in the search engines certainly isn't limited to that sort of on-page optimization. On-page optimization is really a small part of really getting ranked, especially for competitive keywords. What you really need to do is get one-way incoming links pointing to your site with your keywords as the anchor text. And if you're not familiar with anchor text, it basically means that at another site, and let's say that your site again is on WordPress blogs, then at that other site would say, if you want to learn more about WordPress blogs, and then that would be in blue with the underline, and they could click on that word, WordPress blogs, and it would bring them to your site. That's what anchor text is. It's when your keyword, not the URL, but the keyword is what is actually in the link itself. And then the URL is where they are sent after they click that link. Now, fortunately, a true authority site tends to get a lot of one-way incoming links, and naturally, you know, people tend to think about it and link to it on forums and their blogs on their own sites while discussing the topic. But you can start a link campaign to get your own links by doing something like this, all right? So you can exchange links with webmasters of other related sites and make sure they've got really good content. You can submit articles to article directories. We've mentioned that. Press releases, we've mentioned that. Submitting your site to other types of directories, such as e-zine directories and blog directories. You can create Squidoo lenses, hub pages on the same topic, and we'll talk about that a little bit more. Create blogger blogs on the same topic and link back to your site. And upload content to your social networking pages like Facebook and Twitter and link back to your site there. So there are plenty of ways to get links. And that list that I just gave you, it's just to get you started. There's a lot more ways than that. So if you look up one-way backlinks online, you'll get a lot of other really great ideas. All right, that's it for the compile section. And now we're going to move to change. How to make money by changing the format or purpose of your content. Well, recycling content, repurposing, is not just limited to cutting up and compiling it, though we'll hit even some more of those in this section. You can also reuse your content by repurposing it, even changing the format. Now, what we're going to cover next is 11 ideas that you can use to make money by changing your existing content. Now, chances are that these 11 ideas will serve as a starting point as you think of possibly dozens of other ways. So when I mention these, it's not the only way to do it. So make sure that you start brainstorming, come up with your own as well. So number 11 in our list of 21 is to nichify your content. Here's one of the most powerful, profitable ways you can change your content. Nichifying it, okay, basically means you tweak it to appeal to a particular niche. For example, a general time management ebook appeals to a broad market. You can capture a larger market share by tweaking the content to appeal to a specific niche. So it might be, instead of just time management, it's time management for college students, time management for business owners, time management for new mothers, time management for working parents, time management for hospital administrators, time management for CEOs, time management for elementary education teachers, time management for people with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, and so on. As you might can expect, there's nearly endless numbers of ways you could tweak a product as general as that into several different niches. And in this example alone, we looked at creating 8 new possible products. It'd be the same core content. The only thing that would really change is the title and maybe a few of the examples in the content. That's about it. Now, here are 2 ways to really nichify your product. Number 1, tweak it to appeal to a particular type of problem. For example, a guide to getting rid of back pain could be focused on just lower back pain. So instead of saying that, you know, here's a great guide to relieving back pain, here's a great guide to relieving lower back pain. Or it could be focused on those pains originating from stress. You could tweak it to have it focus on those suffering from injury-related pains, see? So you tweak it for a particular type of problem. Secondly, tweak it to appeal to a particular group of people, as we've already seen. You can also aim the back pain book at a particular group, such as sedentary office workers or construction workers or perhaps senior citizens. So if your book was How to Relieve Your Lower Back Pain, or how construction workers can relieve their lower back pain, it's so tight, it really helps them focus. So you can nichify your product by combining the 2 suggestions above. So here's another example. Your back pain book could become a book about getting rid of back pains in the lower back. It further is for a specific market, let's say this time students. So it might be the college student's guide to getting rid of lower back pain, or the CEO's guide to getting rid of lower back pain. So you just combine those. The combinations obviously are endless. Tweaking your product generally doesn't take very long, as you can tell. So if you'd rather not do it yourself, though, you can hire a ghostwriter to do it. You can hire an outsourcer to do it. Just make sure that you change your marketing materials, such as your sales letter, to appeal to your new niche as well. So don't use that same old general sales letter. Make sure you're using a letter that's going to connect to that niche market. Number 12, convert your content into a different medium. Specifically, a different format. So turn a text product into an audio product. Transcribe an audio product into a text product. Turn an article into a video. A video into an audio. and every other combination of changing text, audio, video product into different formats, you know, as we mentioned earlier, from the digital to the physical. And the reasons for doing this are obvious, right? First, doing so accommodates people with certain disabilities or with those who are, for example, the transcribing and audio, it helps customers who are hearing impaired. Okay, so you accommodate people with disabilities. Second, changing the medium also means you can accommodate those with different learning styles. Some people have a hard time remembering what they read, but they love to watch videos. So you can see how that works. And then third, changing the format often means you change the perceived value of the product, which means you can charge more. Generally, audio has a higher perceived value than text only. Videos are judged to be more valuable than text. So if you turn a text ebook into a video, you can usually charge more for it, and usually it's a multiple. All right, number 13, create viral content. So you can take and cut or compile content to make a new product, but in this case, you're looking to repurpose content. Instead of creating a regular free product or even a paid product, the idea is to create a lead-generating viral product or content. So here's how that might look. Number one, the first thing to do is to create a viral report, ebook, or even a video. And to do that, you select some of your best, most engaging content. You may take some of your articles and compile those. You may take some of your longer products and cut them down. Either way, the point is to create something engaging. Critical word. Secondly, tweak the content to make it entertaining, extremely useful, and maybe, if possible, controversial. Maybe even a little bit offensive. The reason is because people don't pass along or buzz about bland content or boring content. Even content that's extremely useful rarely gets passed along unless the content reveals a novel approach, a secret, something entertaining, something controversial, or otherwise buzzworthy. They're just not going to do anything with it. So if you're sitting there and you're thinking, how can I twist this to make it buzzworthy? You can't really come up with anything. Do think about making it controversial. Simply taking a strong stand on a polarizing topic and making your case can really make a big difference. Then you post your free ebook on your blog, you give it away in your newsletter, your readers, you have your affiliates give it away, and so on. If it's a video, you do the same thing. You post it on YouTube, of course. And if you can get people talking, either agreeing or disagreeing, and if you can push their hot buttons in the process, you'll soon have a boatload of new subscribers signing up just to read the report that everybody else is talking about. Number 14, turn your content into a lead-generating presentation. Lead generation presentation. Whether you have text or audio, video products, you can turn this content into a live presentation. Then you can give this live presentation via teleseminar, webinar, offline speaking engagement. You might be the guest speaker at a local organization, and you might create even a free workshop. But whatever you choose, the idea is to give useful but somewhat incomplete information. Useful but incomplete information. Your goal is to build a list of prospects by making people register for your free presentation. At the end of your talk, you encourage people to buy your products, join your paid workshop, and since you have everyone's contact information, you can also follow up, upsell your prospects to your other paid products. But make sure that you're using your content in the lead generation presentation. A lot of people aren't doing that. It can really increase your list building. Number 15, make your content into a paid presentation. Obviously my favorite. So you do the same thing as the last idea. You turn your text, your audio, even video content into a speaking presentation, but instead of offering it as a free lead generator, you just offer it as a paid product. Now, these two ideas really work well together. You can repurpose your content to create a free lead generating workshop or other type of presentation, and then you can upsell your participants on joining your paid workshop. But never think that when you got an engagement that everything has to be free. It's fine to get paid to show up and talk. I do that all the time. Number 16. Record and transcribe live presentations. So just as you can turn existing content into live presentations, you can also work in the reverse by taking your live presentations, turn them into text, audio, video products, which I really like. I think it's one of the best things to do because if you're a person that likes to talk or you do well in public presentations, well, then you can take the video, you can hand that off to somebody, say, I want you to convert it to an MP3, and I want you to do a transcription of it. And then you've not had to do a lot of the work on that other than that original video presentation. Turn your live teleseminar into a downloadable MP3. You can further change content by transcribing the MP3 into a text product. Turn audio product into a video product by matching the audio with the appropriate graphics, charts, slides, etc. You can record your live workshop and turn it into a DVD set. You can sell the DVDs individually, compile them to create a big box type of package, and things along those lines. In short, the idea is take your live presentations, record them, and turn them into new products that you can sell over and over again. Right? So number 17, run a multi-part e-class. So instead of offering instant access to a complete course, you chop up your products, compile other products if you need to create a multi-part e-class. An example could be that one e-book could easily become a 4 to 6 week course that's delivered by autoresponder. You know, when I think about my public speaking e-book, it's got, let's say, 150 pages in it. You think about over the course of 4 weeks, if you were receiving, well, let's go up to 6 weeks. If you received a 25-page report every week on a particular topic, in this case, public speaking. So every Monday you got your report, and then every Thursday there was a live call, coaching call, and that'd be incredibly valuable. So this idea is a little bit similar to what we discovered and discussed a little bit earlier. For example, it's similar to a membership site, except in this case, you're asking for full payment up front. So you're not doing like a 6 week fixed term. You're just going to get it all up front. It's similar to the step-by-step instructional coaching model, except that with an e-class, you're not required to provide the one-on-one coaching, but I really like that aspect. And one of the main reasons for turning a regular ebook or audio or video into multimedia or a multi-part e-class is because the perceived value skyrockets, which means you can charge more. So that weight loss ebook that sells for like $19 could actually become a 2 or 3 month course selling for $97, and it's exactly the same content, right? Number 18, deliver your content in a new format. Earlier, we discussed how audio products have a higher perceived value than text products. Videos higher perceived value than both text and audio. So here, the idea is to turn the digital product into a physical product and turn a physical product into a digital product. So whatever format that it's in right now, just reverse that. So you can turn your book into a regular book by going to a book printer or using something like lulu.com or createspace.com, where you can also take your MP3s, turn those into DVDs there. You can turn your downloadable streaming videos into physical DVDs that you ship or let CreateSpace ship those for you, which is what I would do. And you can create physical CDs from your audio recordings. And again, CreateSpace or Kunaki can do that as well. And you can do all of those things in reverse. The reason to convert your products depends on what direction you're going, digital to physical or physical to digital. Turning digital products into physical products usually boosts the perceived value of the product. That means you can generally charge more for your shipped DVD versus the downloadable video. Now, turning digital products into physical products reduces the refund rate. People will actually have to repackage and ship the product back to you to get a refund. You'll lower your refund rate as compared to digital products. And turning physical products into digital products solves the need for instant gratification, which is particularly important when you're serving a desperate niche. So when you reverse this, take the physical, make it digital, if you're selling a product like how to soothe the sunburn or how to get rid of lice, people aren't going to want to wait for that to arrive on the doorstep. They want the information now. So you make that downloadable, even if you've got it in a physical product. Of course, you can have the best of both worlds. You simply create a hybrid product where you offer the product that's part digital, thereby giving the immediate gratification, part shipped, which reduces refunds and boosts the perceived value. That's a win-win situation for you and for your customers. All right, almost done, guys. Just a few more to go. Number 19, retire paid products to turn them into bonuses. So whether you have free content or paid content, you can turn it into a bonus for your other paid products. You could cut up a large ebook and offer a smaller report as a bonus to a paid product. You could expand a short report to create a bonus product. You can compile free articles to create a bonus product. You could retire one of your older products and start using it as a bonus for other paid products rather than selling it separately. And you get to use that value. So if you've got something you've been selling for $97 that's now a bonus, you can actually say that within the bonus. This used to sell for $97, or it currently sells for $97 on X, Y, and Z site. So those are just a few ideas. You can certainly come up with more than that. The tactic works really well when you use that last idea, when you retire one of your older products and turn it into a bonus. So this is an alternative than going back and really freshening up or making your product current. If that's going to be either a lot of work, you just don't want to do it. Offer it as a bonus as long as it's not completely outdated. You don't want to diminish your reputation, so make sure that there's high quality there. So while your product may not be the freshest product on the market, it should still be relevant and useful if you're going to offer it as a bonus. Number 20, build third-party web pages using the content. Earlier when you learned about how to turn your content into an authority site, I mentioned you getting one-way incoming links from places like Squidoo and HubPages to help you with your search engine rankings. Of course, those links are only valid if you create a full page of content. So I bet you see where this is leading, right? You can take your whole existing content, turn it into a Squidoo lens or a hub page. Now, these are single pages that you create around a niche topic. Example, you can create a Squidoo lens on how to train a puppy, how to house train a puppy, how to reduce facial lines, how to play the piano, or any other topic of your choosing. The great thing about these sites is that Google considers them authority sites. And that's diminished a little bit, but really not too much, because most people are not doing these anymore. It's really adding to their credibility. Kind of got a little bit of a renewed credibility there. It means that Google relatively indexes these pages. They tend to rank them well for keywords. And even if you're not a search engine expert yourself, you can probably get ranked pretty well for a long tail keyword. And to do that, just make sure you're using long tail keywords throughout your content and your page tags as the name of your lens whenever possible. Doing so will help you get ranked, so that you can pull search engine traffic. And if you provide good content, then this search engine traffic will click through to your website, as long as you're obviously giving them a good reason to do so. And then number 21 of how to repurpose your content in cash, sell resale rights to your products. This is another way to use your content. Instead of selling it to end users, you can sell it to other marketers. So resale rights. The person holding the resale right can sell the product directly to their customer, but cannot sell the rights. Okay, so as such, the customer can use the product personally, but does not have any other rights. Master resale rights. And this is where the customer not only gets personal use rights, they also get resale rights for the product as well. That means that they can sell it to other people. So they actually are able to use the product, they're also able to sell the product. And then private label rights. Not only does the license holder have the right to resell or even give away the content, and in most cases, he or she also has the right to modify the content. As always, make sure that you're looking at the license of the content that you've received to make sure you're using it correctly. If you've got an emergency come up, you need to raise some cash quickly, you might consider selling private label rights to your existing content. However, you wouldn't want to use this as a long-term strategy. That's because if you offer PLR rights to your content, people can edit it as they please, and that means that they can and will remove your links. On the flip side, consider resale rights. Here you lose control of your product since you're selling it to other marketers who can make money from it, but they don't get to change it. Your product reaches more customers. Since there's more marketers selling it, it naturally gets in front of more customers. And even though you're not earning the upfront products, what you do get, or profits, what you do get is back-end income. Namely, you earn money every time somebody buys from the links in your ebook because the marketers are not allowed to change your links. Now, naturally, resellers don't want products stuffed full of links, as that devalues the product. But if you've got just a handful of links in there while maintaining the same high quality content, you can bet plenty of marketers will be happy to purchase the resale rights from you. Now, here's another thing. You know, we talked earlier about those little viral marketing reports or giving away branding reports, brandable reports to affiliates. Imagine a branded resale rights product so that the affiliate or the buyer can't change it, right? So they buy your ebook on how to lose 10 pounds. But you tell them you will insert their affiliate links for your other products within the book. So they buy the rights to resell the book and keep all the money. But if anybody buys from the links within the book, because they're buying other products of yours using this affiliate link, then that affiliate gets credit as well. That's extremely powerful. So you didn't have to give them something to go out there and give away and have their affiliate links in it. You allowed them to buy something that they can go out and sell or give away, and they make money on the back end from that. So that's pretty cool. You know, if you're offering master resale rights for your product, it'll generally get devalued a lot more quickly. So just be careful with that because the competition multiplies really fast. And while offering master resale rights does get your product in front of a lot of customers, just keep in mind that the customer simply may not value the product as much if it's found on every site out there. So just be a little bit careful. So those are the 21 ways. So as we conclude, as you cut, as you compile, as you change, all of those are cha-ching. Those 21 ways, they're powerful, they're profitable ways to cut, compile, and change your content to grow your business, and even your bank account, obviously. And you're already likely discovered. You don't need to use all these 21 tactics, right? I mean, we covered a lot of information. There are just a few tactics described that we covered that are so powerful, you can really make a bundle of cash. So you can create an almost endless number of income streams simply by nicheifying one of your products, right? We saw just 8 examples of that while ago. In addition to the number of ways that you can, number of ways you can recycle your content, it's not limited to what we discussed in this time together. I got no doubt you'll likely think up even more ways to turn your existing content into new ways to make money. But let's be really clear. There's just one thing standing between you and a stack of cash, and namely, it's your willingness to take action. These are powerful, they're proven, they're unbelievably profitable ideas, but only if you put them to work. So go ahead and choose one of the 21 tactics right now. Start recycling your content. You can turn your content stash into piles of cash. Well, that's it for this month's Nicheology Profit Academy. Thank you so much for being here, being with me. And as always, success is not an accident. Be blessed.